Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Winfield Deputy City Clerk Lisa Reese about the conceptual designs that were just released of the upcoming Rick Rogers Community Pool in Winfield.
The conceptual design that you posted on Facebook, is this the official design for the new pool?
Well, it's a conceptual design, so it can change a little bit, mainly things like depending on budget. If we hit our budget of $1.5 million, that will be the design. If we don't get that much, then we may kind of take the children's play structure and kind of downgrade that a little bit. Right now we have it with the toddler slide, and it's got the big bucket that fills up and it dumps. So depending on budget, that may be downsided a little bit. But mainly, you know, that would be the one area that we've kind of taken that we could adjust it. So for the overall, yes, this is the design.
Paddock Enterprises, Did the city choose to go with Paddock for designing the pool?
Yes, we did. We sent an RFP out and we had three other design companies send in their proposals. But we decided with Paddock. Paddock is actually the one that built our current pool that has lasted over 50 years. You know, they obviously do quality work, and so that's why we kind of chose to go with them.
As of right now, how is fundraising going for the pool?
Well, right now we are at $658,000. We need to get to $750,000 before we can apply for the CAT grant, which we were hoping to do back in May, I believe it was. Back in July. But now we're going to try to apply in October for that grant, and that is the grant that will give us about 20% of the overall funding. That grant will make or break us kind of deal.
The other major contributors that you have, contributions that you've seen already, have been from the Washington Riverboat Foundation and the Walmart Distribution Center.
Mm-hmm.
Has there been any other major donors other than that?
We also got a grant from the Hoagland Foundation down in Mount Pleasant area. They gave us $40,000, so that was awesome. And that money will be used towards the toddler area. And Hans Henry County gave us money to help us get our pool this year up to ADA code. And all those supplies that we bought for that, like we bought a chairlift, our backboard, all of our first aid stuff, and a lifeguard chair. And all of that will be brought to the new pool. So we actually get to use that now.
When are you planning on tearing down the old pool?
We plan on breaking ground this fall yet, but it all depends on the funding, on when the funding happens. So this fall, over the winter, we're hoping to start on it. So.
What is the city working on right now as far as getting more funding to get up to the $750,000?
We're sending letters out just asking for donations. Still working on our big fundraiser of the haunted house this year, the Madness in the Machine Shed. Trying to get that going and just mainly asking the local people for support, local businesses. And
how does it feel now having the conceptual design for the pool? How does it feel, you know, as far as getting further into plans and really visualizing what this pool could look like?
It's really exciting, actually. We had a conceptual design before, and it just was not accepted by the public. It didn't wow them. So we kind of went back to the drawing board and kind of listened to the public and what were they saying? What were they like? What didn't they like? So when we released this one, it was fun because people are excited about it. And Gator is a really, really popular game that the kids play, and they play it in the deep end. So we made sure we kept the deep end the same width and the same depth so that wouldn't change. So the kids can still play that, and just made it accommodating for everybody. So it's very exciting to have people like your design, and knowing that we're doing something that everybody's going to be happy with is exciting.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Winfield Deputy City Clerk Lisa Reese. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.